News Talk 1620 WTAW, visiting with Jordan Meserol, the Convention and Visitors Bureau. We typically talk a little bit later in the month, but Jordan, you've come up with sort of a summer summation of travel and tourism activities locally, and it's a perfect timing because we keep talking about the theme of in years gone by, really not much happened when school wasn't in session, and this is probably the biggest summer, perhaps, of activity that has hit Bryan and College Station.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny because you talk to a lot of the locals and townies that have been here for a number of years, and they can always talk about remembering that summer was the time that kind of kick back and relax. Everybody did. And you know, everybody's just kind of had that feeling a little bit. And, you know, they couldn't pinpoint if it was because of the Kyle Field construction or the construction of new hotels or all the construction on Highway 6. You know, it kind of feels like there hasn't been that chance to slow down. And then even you look at the traffic on the roads, you know, heck, even on a Friday afternoon right now, you'd feel like classes are already back in as it is. University in Texas Drive was already backed up a little bit. And so we decided to kind of look into it. And we've had hotels and restaurateurs and shop owners talk to us and say, yeah, this is really a strange but welcome summer. And we found out, sure enough, that the money has been pumping into the economy this summer and probably more so on a higher level than in years past. We estimate at a conservative figure in the range that $10 million has been pumped in just in the summer months of roughly May to now. So it's been a good year for Bryan College Station.
Any sort of comparison, $10 million versus what may have been in prior years?
We're still kind of digging further into that, going back and looking at past. Where we started was looked at hotel tax receipts and collections, because that's kind of our market, our corner right there. And we started with 2013, and for sure, just in the month collections leading up at least through June, and they're reporting July now, but we're up well over 20%. Over 2013. And even you look at the city of Bryan just on their general tax collections overall, not your hotel, they're up over the summer months, I believe, in the range of close to 50%. I mean, they're over some past years. So the economy is very healthy right now. We're going to continue to look further and further into it, but we got so excited, we just wanted to get out there and shout that it's a healthy year right now.
Some other numbers that you guys have come up with would include what?
So we estimated when we started looking at sports conventions, of course, when we looked from our side, sports conventions, tournaments, and just general meetings and conventions was kind of the numbers we looked at. And based off that, for the summer months alone, we estimate that in the range of a 3.5 month period, we had about 60,000 visitors, about what maybe comes in on for a football weekend over the course of those months. And that, again, comes back to, think back 5-6 years ago, Texas Avenue used to be look like, you know, have the dust things blowing down the street, and now it's, you know, cars everywhere.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen tumbleweeds around here.
Yeah, maybe a little too far south for that, but yeah, it's the number with the 60 roughly 1,000 visitors, and that comes from some events that we hadn't had before or had been gone for a few years and came back. For example, Games of Texas, that we estimate anywhere from 25 to 30,000 people over about that 4-day period. You look at the state 7-on-7 tournament that returned this year over the 3-day period. We estimate fans, coaches, spectators, players, it was about 15,000 people over a 3 to 3.5 day period. Texas 4-H Roundup, about another 4,000 to 5,000 people. Just as soon as one group comes in and gets ready to leave town, the other one's already right on their heels coming in and checking into the room. So it's those numbers really encourage us about what's to come in future summers and future years.
Visiting with Jordan Meserol, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, back to the Games of Texas, what's been the debriefing, the reaction from those organizers now that we're a few weeks since we had that?
You know, it's been a lot of good feedback, especially from we were obviously heavy involved with that, but especially the City of College Station and City of Bryan were very hands-on as well, and everything we've heard from them was just positive how smoothly it ran. It's almost like we've been hosting the games of Texas here for 20 years now, in, as compared to, you know, the last time was, I think, back in the early 2000s, late 90s, that was the last time it was around. So very encouraged by how the games was coordinated throughout the two cities, as well as Texas A&M's campus as well, and excited for next year when it comes back in 2015.
Well, I started the visit talking about the beginning of the new academic year for A&M and Blinn and what's being done now to get everybody ready to go, primarily for home football weekends. But even in the next few months, we're having the Brazos Valley Fair and we're having some other events that are not football related.
Yeah, absolutely. The fall slate is getting just as packed as the summer is. Everybody's putting in these fairs and festivals, as you mentioned. We have, of course, the Red Wasp Festival continues to grow. Texas Reds is coming up in the fall. The fair and expo out at the Brazos County Expo is going to be even bigger than it's been in years past. And even, you know, it's even something interesting like as what seems little to us, but Wienerfest out there at Wolfpin Creek is now attracting people from Houston, from Austin. People sure love their wiener dogs, their dachshunds. So just events all through the fall that it's going to pretty much, you think you're going to have some time down from football weekends, but you're not. It's going to be busy year-round.
Let's wrap up with two things. One, a reminder that the Destination Aggieland smartphone app is now available for download.
Absolutely. In fact, I was talking with some of the internal planning committee and launch committee, and within the first, I believe it's 48 hours or 72 hours, somewhere in that range, they had about 1,000 downloads. Very healthy. They were very encouraged by the response that we got early on. You know, you never know when you launch those kind of things. It could be downloaded by one person, or it could go really great, and to have that many downloads in a very short window, we're very, very pleased. And yeah, if you haven't checked it out yet with football, the home football game now under 20 days away, check out the Destination Aggieland. That's what you want to search for in the App Store, either for your Android or for your iPhone. Search for Destination Aggieland. It'll tell you where to park for the game days. It'll give you game day traffic routes, both pregame and postgame, because they kind of switch the street routes around.
And not only for vehicular traffic, but also pedestrian traffic.
That's the big one as well, exactly. So that way you don't end up in some new parking lot you've never parked in before and have no idea how to get there. We want to make it as easy as possible for even the for everything from the experienced Aggie fan that's been here year after year to the first-time visitor. We want to make getting to and staying in Bryan College Station as easy as possible, enjoyable as possible. And even on that link as well, you can find restaurants and hotels and attractions, just everything you need for a game day experience.
And then always try to wrap up with a reminder of the CVB website, not only to see what's coming up, but also for event organizers to use it.
Absolutely. Visit Aggieland. I was going to say .org. Visit Aggieland.com is our website. And we do have an event calendar on there that it's free to post on. We open it to the public. We encourage anything, even small to medium size events or festivals, because you never know when a visitor's in town, what might interest them. In fact, we find a lot of times we have sometimes we call the winter Texans in the later months in November, December that come from up north, and they want to go check out a rodeo or just a horse exhibit, and they'll go watch a couple people riding around. You know, it may not be packing the stands, might be 100 people in the stands, but to them, that's exactly what they want. You never know. So yeah, check out our event calendar. Visit Aggieland.com.
Jordan Meserol with the Convention and Visitors Bureau with us with an update on News Talk 1620 WTAW.